We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We welcome in now Chessa Boucher, sports reporter of brproud.com. Chessa, why do alligators have a poor temper?
Tell him, Chessa.
You, don't, from Bobby
don't,
Boucher,
don't let him mess
from
with
Bobby
you.
Boucher.
Y'all are a mess.
Chessa, welcome to the show.
How's it going?
Good. You tell us how fall camp for LSU is going.
Man, fall camp has been pretty interesting so far. Not going to lie, I'm a little excited. Tomorrow we'll get to see them. It was supposed to be in Tiger Stadium, but now it's going to be the practice field, but it's supposed to be a scrimmage, so hopefully we'll see a little bit more. But I will tell you, coming out of the gate, I'm a little surprised that Garrett Nussmeier seems to be getting a little bit more time with the first team, and I was surprised to see Miles Brennan back there with the threes. We knew kind of Jaden Daniels would be that two spotter, at least I assumed he would be. But yeah, going forward, it's interesting to kind of figure out how this QB battle shakes up. I did hear that Garrett Nussmeier is a little banged up on his ankle. I don't know if it's his right or if it's left. And so he might not be out there tomorrow. But, yeah, Adam, it's been interesting. That's the best word to describe it.
Chessa, you think about the running back position. All we heard about in the spring was John Emery. And who's running with the ones? Noah Cain. How about that?
Nope.
So is Brian messing a little bit with us?
I feel like it, and I wouldn't put it past him either, because I feel like Brian Kelly is so meticulous, and he overthinks everything. Like, he's got a plan for everything, so I wouldn't be surprised if he's out there saying, like, hey, the ones are going to be this, when in actuality it might be the twos. And yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he's messing with us. Just like you said, John Emery was running with the threes on Monday, so it's like, what is going on here? And especially, I mean, you look at this O-line going into camp, I thought they kind of figured it out, and now we've got guys with only five career starts. We've got transfers, both the left and the right guard position. It's just it's kind of like a free-for-all almost.
Now, Chester, when you obviously you brought up the quarterback position and who's going to win that job, and look, they have options there, and they also have options because I think these guys, they're all capable starters, but you can't start everyone, then – you figure who's going to be in the rotation, that being the safety position. You know, Joe Fouché, if I'm pronouncing it. Is that how you pronounce it, Fouché?
Fouché,
the Arkansas transfer. And then you got Jay Ward and Major Burns. I think they all could play. But then somebody's going to be not all three, but like two out of three. So what is your take on that safety position and not even – you know, bringing up the nickel safety, we could come about with that. So, you know, we worried about on the outside, the cornerbacks. I think safety position, that's probably the least of Coach Kelly's worries.
Oh, absolutely. You nailed it. And I saw Major Burns play when he was at Madison Prep before he went to Georgia, then transferred back over to LSU. I think they're pretty set there. I think the biggest thing for me defensively, the defensive line is phenomenal. I am chomping at the bit to really get to watch them tomorrow because we'll be there all full practice. But when you really think about this linebacking position, it's like Micah Baskerville. He was running, I think, with the threes is what everybody said on Monday. He was one of the better veteran guys last year out of Shreveport. And so then you have Mike Jones who came in, and he's supposed to be a big time, you know, have a lot of playing time this year and be a leader on that linebacking core. So it's like you don't really have a feel for any of these true positions of who's going to start and who's really nailed
down.
Kelly
wants it that way. He wants it that way.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it seems to be.
But it's smart, though. Like, why give somebody that starting role? Make them earn for it. Make them earn for it the entire camp rather than just saying, okay, week one's in the books. This is what it's going to look like.
Chess, I know one thing. Mason Smith ain't running with no third team. Because
man,
if there's
that Bayou boy.
Yeah, no, listen, man, I got to stick up for my guy, but he is an unbelievable talent. I was telling Jeff Duncan this today. He's the most talented big man athlete, football-wise, I've ever seen from the Bayou. Not the best big man football player. Eric Andelsek, to me, still.
From Thibodaux, Ohio.
From Thibodaux.
Well, like, you can go against a potential defensive line, offensive line.
But
can...
Eric played both.
Oh, okay.
At Thibodaux. He played guard and defensive tackle. Eric was unbelievable. But Mason, to me, seems to be a guy. If he can stay healthy, he's not going to be good. He's going to be a star.
Yeah, and he's saying, like, even when he came in as a true freshman, he stood out from jump to me. And coming into LSU, you know, he dropped, I think it was 20 pounds, and
yep.
He was very adamant about, you know, getting – better and to be in better shape. And you saw that from him. But like you said, I think the major key with Mason is all about being healthy because he's got the tools. And I'm just excited to see what this defense is going to look like after last year, after kind of the catastrophe that we had seen from them last year with Durante Jones. And what is Matt House, you know, really going to do with this D-line? What is it going to look like? I mean, the D-line's got to be one of the best D-lines in the SEC without a doubt. So it's like it's just exciting to see and to know that, like, hey, LSU's defense is coming back to what it was. Granted, DBU's kind of still up in the air. That's
yeah, that's really up in the air. But Perkins, that linebacker, to me, if there's a freshman, and we've talked so much about Will Campbell at the left tackle position, and I think Will, he's a stud player. But Perkins on defense, he ain't watching much. He's going to be playing. He's that good.
Yeah. Absolutely. The first day of fall camp, we got to go up there for 30 minutes on the catwalk in the indoor, and I shot a majority of the offense, so I didn't get a ton to look at the defense. But Harold Perkins is one on my radar who I really want to just kind of hone in on tomorrow and see what he's all about because everybody's talked so highly about him. I don't know a ton about him. I haven't seen much from him. And so it's one of those positions of a big-time, you know, need, and especially after losing – what you lost last year from this linebacking core. It's like, you know, what are they going to look like? But again, that defensive line, the offensive line, you brought up Will Campbell, man, how rare is it for a true freshman to basically lock up that left tackle position? And he hadn't even played his first game in Tiger Stadium. He's already pretty much, I mean, you can basically solidify that left tackle. It's going to be Will Campbell.
Now, Chester, what about, like, you talk about the rotation. What is the tight end rotation as far as – I know Coach Kelly wants to utilize the tight end position. I know he's been kind of like a tight end guru. I mean, you play for Coach Kelly, and if you got the skill set, he can develop you into an NFL player. What has been that tight end rotation?
Yeah, I haven't seen a whole lot from the tight ends. I know Nick Storrs is coming off. He had said that he was, like, medically redshirt, and he retired, and then he came back, and now he's in part of that rotation. Then you have Jack Mashburn. So it's interesting to see how that's going to work out. When Brian Kelly was at Notre Dame, I went back, I think it was this past weekend, he had 13 guys, tight ends, drafted from Notre Dame during his time there. So I think that's pretty impressive. I think, you know, the recruits that he's bringing in as well, you know, the new signing class for 2023, I think the tight end position is going to play a huge role in this offense and something that people at LSU aren't accustomed to. And, again, it just brings another weapon. Why not?
Kayshawn Boutte, a little bit about his health. And, for me, you know, he showed us a true freshman and when he played last year just how good he is. He's a dominating player. But what I'm interested in is when they're going to spread it out, three wideouts. I think Malik Nabers is the two. Who becomes the three? Because I think Besh, you know, he's got some skill set there. You have a Chris Hilton. You got a lot of guys at that wide receiver position. I know they're going to interchange some. Jeray Jenkins certainly got a lot of experience. But first of all, from what you've seen with Kayshawn, health-wise, and who becomes the two of the three? I think Nabers is the two. I'm just not sure with the three because of Besh also having an injury.
Yeah, so Jack Besh actually and Chris Hilton were both sidelined on Monday's practice. I wasn't out at practice. I'm off on Mondays and Tuesdays, but I kind of talked to a lot of people, tried to get their feedback, so I knew what was going on, especially heading into it tomorrow for the scrimmage. But if Jack Besh can stay healthy, I expect big things from him. Now, Neighbors, the coaching staff decided to move him to inside slot. He
yep.
told us that on Tuesday, and he didn't really seem super happy about it. Like, he didn't say anything bad about it, but he just said the coaching staff made that decision. I was surprised by that just because of what we'd seen from him this spring of making some big-time plays. But, again, maybe they just want him there for that more that comfort level, knowing that they can get the ball to him quickly. I think Kayshon Boutte, if he can stay healthy, he's by far the best wide receiver in the country. Like you said, his freshman year, just phenomenal season, the back half of that year. And then, you know, sidelined for 7 games last year after going out against Kentucky and battling back, had 2 ankle surgeries. If he can stay healthy, he's going to have a huge year and a huge season. But I think it's interesting that openly he and Brian Kelly have talked about how at first they weren't really on the same page, but now that they're finally on the same page, and, you know, Brian Kelly said that he's learning how to practice and how they do things at LSU now, and he's really into it as opposed to, you know, we all heard the rumors that he potentially was going to leave, and luckily some boosters stopped that, and he's still here. But, yeah, if he can stay healthy, I think he's going to be a big-time target with some huge numbers.
Are you going to the announcement or commitment night for Ricky?
Yes.
Okay.
I will be there for Ricky
It would shock you if he doesn't pick LSU, correct?
Oh, yes. I would put money on that. I've covered Ricky the past 3 seasons. I actually went and covered their media day this past Saturday and tried to get some, inside scoop, and he was really tight-lipped. But I just asked him, I was like, you know, how has this recruitment been with LSU, all of that? And he basically said, you know, they talk all the time, and that he was, you know, really committed to Purdue, and then that kind of fell off, and I guess LSU came really hard at him, even started a hashtag of Ricky Reconsidered, and it's really, you know, made an impact on him. And I know Marcus Randall, who played for LSU, is his head coach, and
yep.
he's tried to be a little bit neutral, but Ricky, I just think Ricky's going to be in purple and gold.
Kalen announces Saturday, correct? Because he
yep.
moved his. It was either
yeah.
LSU or A&M. Your thoughts, because yep. I know you've covered him also.
Yeah, I've covered him also. I haven't gotten a great read on it, but it seems like lately he's been more leaning towards LSU. I don't know if that will come to fruition. I know that his recruiting process has been kind of all over the place, so we'll see
yeah.
kind of what happens.
I don't think it's over Saturday, Chessa.
No,
I don't think it ends Saturday. I know you
nope.
make that announcement, but that doesn't bind you
that
to the school.
Time. Yeah.
Chessa Boucher, sports reporter for brproud.com. Chessa, thank you.
Thank you, Chess.
Absolutely. Y'all have a good one.
All right,
we'll step away and come back. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. baseball your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.